General name Real One. Could we start off by talking about the actual outbreak of the First World War? Can you remember what your reactions were to the news that war had been declared?
I was stationed at Gibraltar at the time, and we officers at Gibraltar were all afraid that the war would be over quickly and that we should miss it because we were not part of the British Expeditionary Force. And we were stranded at Gibraltar.
Did the fact that you thought you might miss the war, was it a cause of concern to you and your brother officers?
Yes,
Why?
very much so, because we were all keen soldiers, and if there was a war in which the British Army was taking part, we were all only too anxious to be in at the front.
Good.
Almost immediately, that when war was declared, orders came to Gibraltar for the parts of the garrison to be ready to embark for England, and the Royal Engineers were told to select officers and troops from officers and sappers from the Fortress Company's Royal Engineers to form a field company Royal Engineers, which would go to England and become part of the Expeditionary Force. The officers were nominated by name for this company, and I was lucky enough, although one of the most junior sapper officers there, I was lucky enough to be nominated as one of the subalterns. I think because I had served with a field company in England before coming to Gibraltar.
Amongst professional soldiers, what was the general attitude at the time to the war? How did they view it and the prospects of it?
And what do you say? I think the ordinary officer expected a short, quick campaign.
Yes. Did your view about how long the war would last change after you actually got to France? When did it
The
change?
division that I went to France with, the 8th Division, was formed with regular troops brought from garrisons in the Mediterranean and fairly near to England, and we didn't get to France until October. The beginning of October 1914, and by that time trench warfare had really started, and it had become fairly clear that there was not going to be a rapid war movement ending in a quick, decisive campaign, and so we were really prepared for a fairly long war.
Was there anything in particular which made you feel that it would be a long war that you noticed when you actually got out to France?
The fact that we were in the fact that we were in trenches, and that such attacks that had been made by then from trench to trench had made little headway, and that it was obviously going to be a very slow process to build up the artillery power to break down defences opposite us, and it was therefore obvious it was going to be a pretty slow process.
Mm. When it occurred to you that it would be a longer war, was there any particular feelings at the time amongst people in your position about how long the war would last? Or was it just a more a general feeling that it would be long?
No, I don't think the, at all events, the ordinary junior officer at that time began to try and think in periods of time how long mm-hmm. the war would last.
Mm. Fine. Before you actually left England for the Western Front, was your unit involved in any special training in preparation for operations in France?
No, only in ordinary military training, such as we had done before the war. No special training for anything that had developed since the war had started.
Yes. Was there any process of training as a unit in the normal kind of way before you actually went out, or was it, on the other hand, just a process of getting in England, joining the unit and going straight out?
Oh, no. We had a period of something like a month in a training camp in the south of England, training as a unit and training as a division.
What sort of things were you doing during that training period?
Only small local training exercises. There wasn't any scope for big manoeuvres.
Mm.
And so far as the sappers were concerned, I don't remember doing anything more. We were already well trained in all ordinary engineer work, such as trench digging, bridging, and so on. And so we didn't. There was no opportunity or material for carrying on with any special engineer training. I think it was only ordinary small manoeuvres.
I see.
In the country round.
You say the sappers were already trained in such things as trench digging.
Oh yes.
Yes.
That was all part of our ordinary annual military training.
Yes. Was the, if you like, the science of trench fortifications that you had been trained in at this stage, how did it compare with the kind of trench building you did later on in the war? I mean, how advanced was the training comparatively?
The sapper training in trench work was quite adequate, but because the sappers had always been trained in so-called siege warfare, which in the old days they'd been confronted with in sieges back in the days of the Peninsular War. But nothing had been envisaged of the type of trench warfare that developed in this war in France. But the fact that we were trained in constructing and the trenches was perfectly correct and adequate for what developed in France.
Could you single out any particular differences between your training at that point and the kind of work you had to do later on in the Western Front? I'm just trying to get an idea of how the concept of trenches changed from what you thought it to be at the beginning of the war to how it developed later on.
I think that the chief changes and developments were the depth of trench work that we had to go in for in France, that's to say a front line, a reserve line, and then a second line trench system, and masses of communication trenches which would allow troops to be moved up in daylight so as to avoid being shot and shelled. That developed enormously. And another thing that was different to what one had envisaged was, especially in Flanders, the wet and flooded state of the ground, which caused the necessary development of very complicated drainage of trenches. Trenches so easily got flooded there that the sappers had to endeavour to devise and develop means of draining trenches and keeping them dry, and building what were known as making what were known as duckboards for the troops to walk on and keep their feet as dry as possible.
That gives me an idea of how things developed during the war itself. Could you give me an idea of what you conceived as a trench before the war? I'm just trying to get an idea of the contrast. You've explained how it changed. What was the concept of a trench and trench warfare that you had, if any, at the beginning?
The trench design before the war would have been, generally speaking, considerably shallower than what we had to develop during the war. You would normally, if ordered to dig in, you might make a trench 3 foot deep with a parapet outside of 18 inches high and finish. Well, that wasn't good enough in face of the shelling and so on. And what developed during the war was trenches 6 foot deep with a fire step to stand on so as to be able to shoot over the parapet, and very deep, narrow communication trenches which would give you cover from again from shell fire and to some extent air observation, and zigzagging trenches to gain to stop observation. There were developments of that sort which hadn't been foreseen to any great extent before the war. Although I will say that in training before the war, aerial observation and concealment from the air had quite definitely been considered.
Had any particular methods been developed to achieve camouflage from the air before the war?
Oh, yes.
What kind of things?
Things like use of natural shrubs, bushes, grass, and so on had been developed. I can remember on maneuvers in England 2 or 3 years before the war, commanders such as Sir Henry Rawlinson and Smith Dorrien on manoeuvres talking and questioning about camouflage from the air.
Was there anything else in particular on this point apart from the use of shrubbery and things of that kind?
I think I'm right in saying that we had begun to consider nets, camouflage netting with little tufts of material to simulate the ground outside.
And you're quite clear that that was a pre-war development?
Yes.
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 Good. Also about pre-First World War trenches, how far had any ideas developed about reinforcing the trench defences with things like barbed wire and special strong points?
Oh, yes. Barbed wire obstacles were thoroughly known and used in training. And portable obstacles were made and used in training. Wait a minute, what do you call them? And the use of portable barbed wire obstacles had been developed before the war, which could be easily carried out and used.
I suppose that the use of concrete to reinforce trench systems hadn't been conceived of before the war, or had it?
It had definitely been used for semi-permanent defences in places such as fortresses like Gibraltar, or forts round Portsmouth and so on. So it was only a development to use it in the field. Concrete and reinforced concrete had been definitely used before the war for purposes of protection against shell fire.